Good morning and welcome back to Dante Blog's Morning Coffee Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning, a good day, and maybe a cup of coffee. And it's a new week, Monday, January 29th, and like a fresh page and the last week of January, the first month of the year. So we're moving towards brighter days, and spring is now just like a few more weeks, and then there's going to be more of it. So it's a great start of a new week, and we are going to look today at the opening of Mars in Dante's Paradiso. So we are kind of a bit upbeat because we worked through the sun and it's been such a great experience. And then it really has laid a lot of foundations for understanding and perceiving and apprehending, experiencing like the further journey here now. And as we mentioned yesterday in the previous episode, like this feeling of almost like nostalgic leaving the sun, and like, oh, it's been such a fantastic like joyful journey through that, and then we start kind of at blank in a sense with the next sphere, just like it's a bit more reddish, as he says. The last sentence was che mi pareva più roggio che lusato, like, which appeared to me more reddish than usual. But what we found out just starting out with five new tourists was that immediately you get this grand vision, and then we're fully back into this very immersive, evocative, visual and experiential kind of feeling again in the Paradiso. So it's kind of two main things in this episode. It's just five tourists. So and also a big thanks to our two listeners for feedback yesterday. That is great. We have both 100% participation rate and 100% of kind of feedback rate on this podcast. So that's a very enormous success in that sense for our little morning coffee ramblings. Okay, so what Dante continues with here, this is then the first tercet, which is probably on Mars at verse 88. And that is, con tutto il cuore. This is a great start. With all of my heart, the totality, the fullness, all of my heart. E con quella favela, and with this or that language, che è una in tutti, which is one in all, meaning it's the same in everyone. A Dio feci olocausto, like to the divine I made the sacrifice, the holocaust, meaning like the burning sacrifice. Qual conveniesi alla grazia novella, which is fitting for the new grace. So he just starts out with his complete devotion, love, sacrifice towards the divine after we come out of the sun and now entering Mars. E non era ancora del mio petto esausto l'ardor del sacrificio. And not was it yet from my breast, my bosom, exhausted the ardor, the fire of the sacrifice. So he had not yet even finished his prayer. So this one language in all is the contemplative, full devotional prayer. So that has not even yet finished or being exhausted, che io conobbi esso litare stato accetto e fausto. When I, or that I, recognized or felt that this sacrifice was being accepted and favorable. Che con tanto lucore e tanto robbi, so that which or for which with many, with lots of light and lots of reddishness, mi apparvero splendor dentro a due raggi. To me appeared splendor inside of two rays. Che io dissi, o Helios, che si li adobbi. To which I said, O Helios, like the sun god of Greek mythology, for which you are adorning things. So again, like this beginning here, he is making a very devotional prayer from all of his heart. And then even before he has finished, he is receiving this vision, this response from the divine, seeing then two rays of white and red colors. that are appearing inside of these two giant rays. And he responds then, like to the sun god, like you are adorning this so beautifully. And then, come distinta da minore maggi, lumi biancheggia tra poli del mondo, galassia si, che fa dubbiar ben saggi. So this is a nice one. So he says that as distinct, the smaller and the bigger, the minor and the major, lights whitens between the poles of the earth, or if of the world, the galaxy, yes, which makes doubt the good, or like the wise people, the fully wise people. So meaning that in the same way as the, like when they looked up and they saw the Milky Way, like it can span the whole kind of giant dome of the night sky in a whitened sense, part of why it's called the Milky Way in the first place. So Dante's saying that he's making a scientific argument that the Milky Way, what we can see of the galaxy, is made of small and big stars. But this was not sorted and settled in his days in the early 1300s. So that's why he says that, like, the scientists or the educated, the wise people had doubts about where or what this white color, the white band, was or consisted of. So it's interesting again that Dante is the scientist there 700 years ago, and he says this is small and big stars, so many of them that it just blends together as this white band across the sky. So he's also elevating this vision he's having of these two bands being similar to something that stretches across the entirety of the cosmos. And then the last one for today. Si costellati facean nel profondo Marte quei raggi il venerabile segno che fan giunture di quadranti in tondo. So these, like, such were these constellation making in the deep of Mars. These rays, the venerable sign that makes a juncture in a circle for quadrants. So, meaning these two rays are making a cross. And like the Greek cross, which would, like, both the arms are the equal length. So he's just saying that in the very deep of the sphere of Mars, meaning like very foundational, deep down now in this spiritual state of being in Mars, he is having a vision of a cross forming. And this is what it opens with. In on a galactic cosmic scale, these two red and white kind of beams or bands full of tiny little stars, which we are going to learn very quickly that these are souls. So in the sun we only had 24 souls, like two wheels of 12, and now we're coming into Mars and immediately, like instantly, you have a huge prayer, this giant vision, and thousands or millions of souls forming this cross, and then also like the deep of the fabric or the substance of this state of being in Mars. Okay, so that was all for this one. It's also interesting, this is the opening. It's not that symbolic in a sense, it's just like a dazzling celestial new evocative vision, and then the effect of having gone through the sun, and now the pilgrim can really just have an intense prayer from his heart, and then he gets the response instantly. So that's all we wanted to say on this Monday morning, and hope this was interesting as a kind of a little start, a little boot up of Mars as the next sphere, the fifth level. And hope you're still having a great morning, a great day, maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. And then hope you enjoyed some of this, and see you next time.